This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
206 on Campbell X. It is Friday on DGS. Dave is taking the long weekend, and he'll rejoin us on Monday, obviously, beginning of next week. A bunch of Halloween content. Andrew, you want to tease what we're doing for Halloween? We got a lot going on. I know we have...
Oh, it's spooky.
We have a couple of spooky stories.
I'm scared now.
We have some old
so
stuff, too,
Monday,
right?
On Monday at 3 o'clock, we'll be playing the our Adventures at the Sally House, an edited Ooh. Down, shortened version of that. It's an all-timer. It's very, very good. Very, very fun. Very spooky. You'll be enjoying that. Tuesday at 3 o'clock, you'll be enjoying... when we took Miss Trish Gazal to the Jefferson Barracks. Mm-hmm. That one was super duper fun. It was the one and only Halloween show we got to do with Trish.
How was that one? I missed it.
Fun. Yeah. It was great.
Okay. Did you get her scared? I mean, that's really the whole.
I wouldn't say Trish doesn't get scared so much as she gets angry.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think she was very mad at the ghosts and mad at us
for taking her to the ghosts.
But perhaps not as scared.
Wait, there were ghosts?
Oh, you'll have to hear and find out.
I can't wait.
And then 3 o'clock on Wednesday, we will be playing some original writings by Dave in addition to one of our listener stories that we have done so far. And then Thursday, we will be wrapping that up with some more listener stories.
Those are always good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The listener stories are great.
Are you a big Halloween person, Sue?
I don't really care. I like cute trick-or-treaters.
Oh, so you like that part. You like being the giving out the candy and the kids.
I like the bad
jokes. I actually like that, too.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
I
even think it's cool. We can get a ruling on this if you guys want. I even think it's cool when the high school age kids do it. I'm totally cool with that.
Really?
Yep. When they come by, I'm like, you know what?
Interesting.
I respect your game.
What about that? Do they have good outfits? You don't care. What if it's like just a teenager with a bag? And
yeah,
nothing
that's
else?
That's a little less. Like if they put in some effort, or honestly, if they're just like legit having fun and they're being silly with their friends, I'm like, that's cool. You get some candy too.
Yeah.
In fact, usually they come later on in the evening.
Yes.
And I just give them the rest of what's there.
That's very generous.
I remember whenever I was probably like 13, and I would like to sit down at my grandma's house because she would give out candy, and I just liked to help out candy. And there was a girl that came by who was my brother's age. He's 2 years older than me. And she was having such a good time that you couldn't fault her. Like she was dressed up and she was having a great time. It's like, yeah, go trick or treating. But this is interesting. I saw a new poll from Farling Dickinson University, and Americans say that kids should stop trick-or-treating when they're 13 and a half. That's the average age people want you to stop going door-to-door.
They actually put a half on there. Huh?
Yes.
That seems odd.
I guess eighth grade is the cutoff.
And 10, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 4. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Half is very funny.
I don't remember when I quit. Do you remember?
It was probably eighth grade was probably the last time I went. I think because this is why I don't mind it when the high school kids come by. First of all, they're usually the younger end. I don't get many 17 and 18 year olds coming by.
Well, that's fair.
But also by the time you're 15, 16, but especially when you have a driver's license, you're probably not doing that.
No.
You're probably going to a party or you're going to a school Halloween dance or something like that rather than. Walking in your neighborhood begging for candy.
I think I was probably seventh grade and I, threw together a last minute costume that was just kind of a black bodysuit and the black tights. And I put a stripe down my back to be a skunk, right? Just duct tape. And I remember walking to the stop sign. I was with somebody else, a friend of mine. I was on the outside. She was on the inside. There wasn't a sidewalk. And we were walking in Kirkwood toward the stop sign. And some teenagers or somebody in a car came by, stopped at the stop sign, and grabbed my bag and drove off.
Oh, Sue, I'm so sorry that happened.
Yep.
They stole from a skunk.
They stole from a lame skunk costume.
Not good.
I kind of want to be a skunk now for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's easy.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Because I want the show to dress up for the Halloween party on Thursday.
Yeah.
Just to shock the office because we never participate.
It would shock the office.
But then it's like, I don't want to spend any money or put in any effort. So it's like,
just the skunk outfit.
If we're all skunks, just wear black. Yeah. Get some duct tape.
I got to wear a Halloween costume tonight.
Oh, yeah, for your trivia night.
For the trivia night.
What are we like raising money for, Kevin? Do you know?
I don't know the exact organization. It is a widow's group that my mother-in-law belongs to, and they're raising money. And I'm not exactly sure what the name of the organization is.
Oh, okay.
But it will be benefiting, a widow's group of some in some way, shape, or form, whether it's outreach
really
or something like that.
Do you have a good table?
Yeah, it's all the same. It's, we do the same table at a couple of the different ones.
Okay.
So the same, it'll be my wife and I plus the same six people that we've done a couple other ones with. I don't know if everyone's doing this or if we just decided that our table is doing costumes, but we're all at our table. We're all going to be a different version of Tom Cruise.
Okay, that's pretty funny. I want you to text me a photo of that.
Okay. No shame. Which Tom Cruise would you pick? If you guys were going as a Tom Cruise from a movie.
To be?
Yeah, you're going to dress up as a Tom Cruise from a movie, not, you know.
I think the easiest, clearly, would be Risky Business.
That's the one my wife's choosing.
Yeah.
So she's doing that one.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, that's another
Maverick,
good one.
Yep, that's going
like
to be in our group.
Glasses. Yeah.
Yep, I know for a fact that that'll be in our group.
Who are you?
I'm going to be the Tom Cruise.
Ginger Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Steve Randall from The Outsiders. So Tom Cruise in The Outsiders.
That's a good one, too.
So I'm going to basically be a 50s greaser.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I got a jean vest with no sleeves because that's what he wears in the whole movie. To go with jeans and boots and you roll up the bottom.
Oh, yeah. I'm
tank top underneath.
A photo of
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Who's going to be like today Tom Cruise, old with his dyed hair?
Well, I mean, I joked with my wife last night, like, I'm going to be fat Tom Cruise. If Tom Cruise ate another
one.
Tom Cruise,
yeah,
that would be.
I'll do that one.
Who are you, Kevin? I'm the Tom Cruise that ate Tom Cruise.
And I ate another Tom Cruise. I ate the one from Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
It's
I just
really
watched
good.
What? That's a great plane movie.
Yeah,
if you're ever going anywhere, you know, you think, how can I it's Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, uh-huh. I just watched that again a couple weeks ago. I hadn't seen it in a while. It's really good.
Ooh, you know what I watched on the plane on my last trip? I watched Barbie, and that was a really good plane movie,
I gotta say.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, because I just think, ugh.
You know, it's not as good as everyone says it is, but it's fun. Like, it's worth a watch. If it's free to watch, I would watch it.
Good plane movie, you're
and
right.
And Ryan Gosling is so good. Like, he's just so adorable in that movie. But yeah, it was great on the plane.
Okay.
So that's my suggestion to all
y'all. That's a category for sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So Andrew, which Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I'm Tom Cruise from The Mummy after he eats Ethan Hunt.
Yeah.
I'm going with that one.
I've never
By
seen
the Tom Cruise Mummy movie is stupid.
Yeah, you don't
Wait
need
a minute.
To see it.
I didn't know he was in one. I thought
yeah,
you were
they did a remake
no,
of the old one.
They remade the like Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, they
one.
Tried a reboot and
that's
it's
yeah, like a reboot
a
so bad. So bad.
Okay.
He should have just done another Tom Cruise movie. Like his movies are all good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're all good. They're all the same, but they're all good.
They are all the same. You know? I like the what Mission Impossible ones.
Yep, those are great. Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the latest one of those. Is that good? I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah,
Kevin, no?
I don't. The second part's not out yet, right?
Of I don't know. They're all the same and they're all good. They all blend together.
Yes.
He's
running around in all of them.
I can't tell one from the other.
I don't believe the second part is out of the most recent duel, but I saw the first of those two. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys ever see, there's one Tom Cruise one that's coming off the top of my head where he's the star, not, what was his, he was a cameo in a couple of things where he's like goofy and bald and weird.
Tropic Thunder.
I'm not talking about that kind of thing, but like where he's the star. One of his movies that is a little different than the others is Collateral. Did you ever see Collateral?
I did not.
Collateral's a wonderful movie.
Yeah, so he's a hitman. And Jamie Foxx is a cab driver, and this
rings a bell.
This was kind of, I think, right when Jamie Foxx was starting to be a big deal.
Okay, fair.
And he was already known before that, but like this was one of the early times where he was a big star in one of the big movies, and it's a really cool story. He's got to drive this hitman around, and You know, you got the whole, is he going to kill me? Is he going to, there's a lot of, it's a good action movie, but it's a different Tom Cruise. It's Tom Cruise with gray hair.
What?
Yeah.
He
like
should
all
take a
gray
hint.
Hair. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Collateral's awesome.
It's a good movie. Very good movie. Yeah. But I think one of my all time favorites, which is why I chose the Tom Cruise from The Outsiders. I love that movie.
I don't
the
think
Outsiders
I've seen
is
it.
One of my favorites.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Oh my gosh.
If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
Okay.
You really should.
All right.
It's obviously, you know, old school, so it's not going to look 4K HD, you know, any of that.
I'd prefer that probably. I'm probably
but,
okay.
I mean, it's crazy now watching it, because at the time when we saw it, I saw it in junior high, I think I was fifth or sixth grade when it came out, but I had read the book. So I wanted to go see the movie. And then it turns out at the end of it, like later, you know, the next couple of years, it's Patrick Swayze, Rob Lowe, Tom Cruise, Emilio Estevez, like all these huge stars, Diane Lane.
Oh,
like,
Ralph Macchio's in it?
Yeah, no, Ralph Macchio's the main guy. C. Thomas Howell. Like all of them went on to be pretty big stars, some bigger than others, but they were all like super. Matt Dillon. Matt Dillon's great in
Diane
that movie.
Diane Lane.
Oh, I love
yeah,
her.
Yeah. Yeah. They were, and they're all like 18.
Oh, that's crazy.
Maybe early 20s. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's worth watching.
Stay gold, pony boy.
Okay.
When you watch it, you'll understand. You'll understand. They did it for Johnny.
And they Rob Lowe plays a character named Soda Pop.
Yeah, Soda Pop Curtis.
Wait, somebody actually calls this person Soda Pop. Okay.
Yeah, they all
I'm
have
trying.
Names like that. Like yeah. My guy, Tom Cruise is Steve Randall. Patrick Swayze is Dally. His real name's Dallas. They call him Dally.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you got Johnny. Pony Boy.
No, Matt Dillon is Dally.
Oh, that's right. He's Dally.
Patrick Swayze
is Dairy. Dairy and Dally. Dally's kind
it
of a.
It sounds like we're making
you,
this up. We're not.
No,
Dally, you idiot.
And Dally's a badass.
You fool.
Yeah.
He's kind of the guy you don't want to mess with.
Huh.
But it turns out he's actually kind of a nice guy.
Turns out.
No spoiler.
Turns
no
out.
Spoiler. All right,
well,
so you have that movie recommendation.
All right, gotcha.
Are we going to do some food news and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
would
let's
you like,
get to it.
Okay.
Not now.
Okay, yeah, I didn't realize it was so late.
I'm not going to push the clock on you. I'm like, hey, let's do this now and go all the way to 2:30. Friday on DGS. Dave taking the long weekend. Sue Thomas in studio hanging out with us here at the 2 o'clock hour. Sue, as usual. We got fast food news, Rach?
We do. We have some breaking fast food news.
Oh, let's go.
And it's not really that breaking. I found it last night, but I thought this will be perfect for the show. 7-Eleven is launching a new $5 pizza meal deal alongside their new Philly cheesesteak pizza. So you can look for Philly cheesesteak pizza at 7-Eleven if you're into that kind of thing. You can also grab two slices of pizza and a 20-ounce Coke or Sprite for $5.
Nice.
That's a pretty good deal. That's kind of like our $5 meal deal we have at the Papa John's downstairs that Andrew and I took advantage of today.
Mm-hmm.
Two pieces of pizza and a soda.
Have you ever had
bucks.
Pizza? I have not eaten pizza at 7-Eleven.
You know, I've never been to 7-Eleven in the United States. I've never eaten any of the 7-Eleven foods.
Interesting.
I would probably think twice before picking up a piece of Philly cheesesteak pizza.
100%.
But you know what? To each their own.
Yes.
Someone's out there thinking that sounds pretty good, so.
I just don't know that I'd start there, but yes.
Right. If you're craving pizza.
I think I might start, aim a little higher.
Even though
higher.
I will say Casey's gas station has really good, very
Everybody
greasy,
says
delicious
that.
Pizza.
Is it the grease?
Yeah, I love the grease. Oh, so good. I know Andrew's always dabbing the grease off.
Yeah,
with
you
got to
dab the grease off a little bit.
Did you do it with a napkin?
Yeah, like a napkin, paper towel, whatever you got nearby.
That's
Kevin
fair.
Knows this. It's a heartburn thing more than it is anything else.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I mean, if there's, you know, I don't need it.
So after the Krabby
Patty,
after the Krabby Patty debacle,
wait, what happened?
Well, they didn't package it, and let's not get Wheeler started on this because
it's not actually a crab. It's just a good burger. It's a very good burger.
They said it was a Krabby Patty, but then you order it, and it's just a Wendy's burger. There's no special packaging. There's no pomp and circumstance, and it's like I want to feel like SpongeBob made this for me, and you're not taking me to that place.
Why?
So people were very upset by that, including
us. I mean, that seems like a no-brainer.
Is I know.
Me?
Yeah, easy slam dunk. That they totally missed out on.
They absolutely fumbled this entire situation. Now they have a new Boo bag for Halloween for $10.99. This is what you get with the Boo bag. You get a burger, you get a small fry. and a toy and then some stickers. But for $11, that's all
Whoa.
You get. So Wendy's is kind of taking it for the Krabby Patty thing, and now people are upset about the Boo bag. They feel that it's not a very good value.
That's a terrible value.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, and I'm sorry, you also get a Frosty, but still, $11, that does not equal. That is a little ridiculous. Jimmy John's has new Pickle Witch sandwiches.
Nope.
Oh, I forgot I got some pickle haters in here.
Yeah, you got a lot of pickle haters in here.
Oh, you don't like pickles either, Wheels?
No, I like, as an example, like at Chick-fil-A, I do not order them without the pickles because I kind of like the flavor that gets left behind.
Interesting.
But I don't like to eat the pickle.
I love pickles.
Yeah.
Pickles bring me lots of joy in this life. And now you can get a Pickle Witch sandwich from Jimmy John's. It's basically just a sandwich on a giant gutted dill pickle stuffed with turkey, provolone, lettuce, tomato, and onion.
Oh, so the pickle
the
is the bread.
Provolone. Yes.
Yeah,
so this
that's
is like
a hard
that's crazy.
No.
Yeah,
if
nah.
you're doing like keto or something, this is your dream.
Well, that's true.
I did those in the past like with lettuce wraps. That's pretty
good. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
The Jack-O-Lantern Pizza is returning to Papa John's through Halloween. It's a large, thin-crust pizza shaped like a jack-o'-lantern topped with pizza sauce, cheese, pepperoni, and black olives arranged to look like a jack-o'-lantern, and it comes unsliced to preserve the shape and design.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, I like themed pizzas like that. Mm. I always want to get the heart-shaped pizza or like the football-shaped
yes.
pizza, and
yes.
like I know it's going to taste exactly the same, but
unsliced is kind of inconvenient. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know
then,
how I feel about that.
But then, if you get it sliced, it's going to ruin the illusion. So it's like, I'll just slice it myself.
Yeah. That's also, fair. Can we discuss the slicing of pizza?
Do you know somebody who cuts it with scissors? Because I do.
I know
Ooh,
of that, but that seems
crazy.
Like a pain in the butt.
You think what?
It seems like a pain in the butt. Like it would be messy.
Just cutting a
like
pizza?
Like lifting up the pizza and then stuff slides around.
I do not know this person that I know. It's his father who does this.
Okay.
And he's an older Italian gentleman.
Okay. I mean, if it's like thin crust, like New York style, I can see it.
Yeah. And I don't know what the crust situation is. I'm thinking if you're, it's probably thin. I get you right. A big one would be.
If it
unwieldy.
Was like a deep
sawing
dish
through
pizza,
it.
Like,
give me the big scissors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TGS on a Friday. Dave is out. The rest of us are here. Sue, obviously, joining us for the 2 o'clock hour. Sue Thomas. I think everybody knows just Sue, though, right? We don't have another Sue on the DGS in the DGS universe.
Okay.
No. It's just you.
Just me.
You're the Sue.
Well, that's only because there is no one else with that name.
That's my middle name.
Is it?
Yes. Isn't that great?
Nice. Mine's really, I got a weird middle name.
What is your middle name? I don't know it.
John.
How is John
weird? It's not weird at all. It's a joke.
Mess.
It's a joke. It's a joke. A lot of, I know a bunch of people are like, I don't like my middle name. It's weird. Well, mine's simple. I got named after my Uncle John.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Father John.
Andrew's
somehow that got in my name, and I ended up the way that I did.
Do you guys know Andrew's middle name? You'll never guess it.
Andrew. I think I knew this at one point.
Montesquieu.
Danger.
Danger. Corn. Corn maze.
They call me Andrew Corn Stoles.
Man, I wish.
Andrew. Arthur?
No.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Wow, Arthur.
Andrew Jackson.
Franklin.
Stoles.
Closer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Jordan.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's a nice one. I like it.
Yeah, that's a good middle
Probably
name.
Probably would be better as my first name.
Yeah.
But I
then
missed,
we could call you Jordy.
Well, I missed the boat on all the good ideas that I could have done with my life. Finding something else to do with my name is one of them. I have a couple of friends who go by their middle names, not their first
What's wrong
names.
With Andrew?
And I don't know. I'm not crazy about it.
I think you look like one.
A solid name. There's
yes,
nothing wrong with that.
Totally.
Well, I probably, knowing what I did now, if I knew back then, I probably would have been like, I can do something different. Although that would have, I think, upset my parents. I don't know why people who go by their middle name I don't know why their parents don't have a problem with it.
Well, sometimes
they're like, hey, I named you, fool.
I know it happens in some cases because it's a case where it's a junior, like Andrew Stills Jr., but rather than calling you Junior or both calling you both Andrew, they go to the middle name.
I see.
As I've seen, I know that I've had some people, I mean, there's people in sports world, but I think I had a teammate that was like that. Sue, what did you say yours was?
I didn't.
Bulldog?
She's being mysterious.
For those that don't know, she has bulldogs.
Well, I get weird about this now just because there are so many Susan Thomases in the world.
Good point. Mm. You can blend
in.
I respect you.
And one of them do not pay their bills.
Oh, no.
and this has been 25 years, but I got a call from somebody who said, hey, is this you? And the only thing that delineated us was our middle name.
Yeah. I think I just got all of our identities stolen.
I don't know why I was like, guess what Andrew's is?
Lord. How stupid was that?
I didn't even think about that.
Hey, guys,
either.
What's your social security? Number.
Yeah, and my address is also.
We should have asked Sue first.
Yeah, hey, Sue, let's give out cell phone numbers while we're at it.
Oh my goodness!
I actually did that once, not in St. Louis, but on national radio.
Gave out your cell phone
I was
number?
Going to give out the call in number, and I said my number.
Oh no!
Did you get a bunch of texts?
I like
no,
that Andrew's
I
particularly
got
abused.
Now, keep in
I think
mind.
That's really funny.
Keep in mind.
I know he was doing this at like 2 in the morning and he was probably tired.
This was the early days of cell phones. So,
okay.
Like, texts were just like, you know, you had to push the numbers like 3 times to get to K and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't as much. And you had to pay for them when you did it. Like, you were charged per text. Like, unlike
right.
It is all now.
Yeah.
So, I know. I think it's a combination of nobody just figured it was worth it, but also I don't think anybody caught it but me. And then as soon as I realized, I went, oop, no.
I mean, not that one.
Did somebody gave my home number out one time on the air.
Oh, you?
I remember you
that, and I had to change the number.
Yes.
And it was, I was on vacation.
And they called my answering machine,
and that's back when everybody had it. And instead of saying, hi, it's Sue, leave a message, it said, hi, you've reached 314-421, whatever it was. And then I actually got people would call me and leave me messages, so I had to change it.
Ooh.
Hmm.
It was a little odd.
Less than
That's
good.
No fun.
Less than good.
How mad were you?
I was trying to be amused by it.
Trying, yeah.
And then I went through it, and the more I got, I thought, I just can't do that. So I really wasn't that angry. It was just...
You're a better person than I am. I would have been quite mad.
Well, it was easier to change your number back then.
Well, especially a home number.
Right, exactly.
Although then you have to tell everybody, though.
You're right. If it was my cell phone, Andrew, that'd be a whole different deal.
Yeah, be brutal. I need a ruling from you guys.
Okay.
This falls into the am I the blah, 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 jerk. I was going to say the other thing, but I don't want to say that. because I saw this. So I follow a lot of different things on Twitter, but mostly it's entertainment, right? I bet sports mostly, probably 90% of what I follow, 80% of what I follow is sports. And then there's a little bit of news. I don't do a lot of news on there because I don't want to get bombarded. I know where to find the news when I want it.
That's fair.
And I follow some entertainers, people that I like. I follow the lead singer for the band Whitesnake. I follow David Coverdale because he's funny.
I was going to say, he's supposed to be funny.
He's in his 70s. He's a rock star and he dad tweets.
Okay.
He's always tweeting memes and goofy things. Well, he tweeted something yesterday that I saw that made me angry. But not that he tweeted it, just the quote it is. It's a quote from the Dalai Lama, and I got mad at the Dalai Lama.
What?
And this is where I need the ruling. I'm going to read you the quote.
All right.
And then I want you to tell me if my anger at this is justified, not justified, strange, whatever. You guys, I just need the ruling.
Okay.
So this is the Dalai Lama quote. It says, there are only 2 days in the year that nothing can be done. One is called yesterday, the other is called tomorrow. So today is the right day to love, believe, do, and mostly live. And I hate it.
Why do you hate that?
I hate it because it's Captain Obvious. You're right, I can't go back to yesterday. But tomorrow might suck if I'm not thinking about tomorrow today. If I'm not planning for the next couple days, those days might suck because I'm not thinking about them now. That sounds like something you can say when you're a monk. And you don't have to worry about those things.
I think he's just trying to remind you to live in the moment.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Instead of, I find that when you become conscious of that, I've tried to do that more lately. And if you become conscious of it, I do this a lot. I'm thinking way ahead, or this I'm going to do, and I am not enjoying or even being present enough at What is happening now?
So if that quote were, hey, don't forget, right now matters too, I'm in.
You just don't like the verbiage?
I don't like the whole idea that you can't do anything to tomorrow or yesterday. Because if you don't plan for tomorrow, you might screw up tomorrow. If you don't think about the future, you can screw up the future. Now, I like the part about not dwelling on the past, because that's over. It's gone. Mm-hmm. But you have to learn from yesterday so that you don't do the same dumb things today and tomorrow. So the oversimplification of that, I think your message, Sue, I would have been like, yep, that's a good point. You know, like, hey, don't forget, today matters. Enjoy today too. Like, that's a great message. But this whole, like, don't think about yesterday and you can't do anything tomorrow. Well, yeah, I can screw up tomorrow if I don't plan for it today.
But go ahead, Rich.
It reminds me of that quote that's like, the best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago. The next best time is today.
Yeah.
Like, it's more just like, we can't worry about all that. This is the only thing you can control is right now.
Exactly.
So.
But I have some control over tomorrow.
Right, which is why you're planting the tree today.
Right. I don't know. I thought the Dalai Lama was being a little bit overly simplistic. And
I think that's his job.
Being glib.
He can do that.
Well,
he's the Dalai Lama. I mean, that's his job, is to think of quotes.
He may also. is that his job?
The joke, people.
I think that what.
People getting mad at me.
I think he's also trying to say that you may not get tomorrow. So enjoy now.
That's true, but the odds are you will get tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm an optimist.
The Dalai Lama does not.
I'm an optimist.
Does not deal in chances.
he's not calculating.
Yeah, Dalai Lama, famously grim.
I mean, like, we each have about a 99.9% chance of being here tomorrow. Well, not here. We won't be here because tomorrow's Saturday.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
I hope I'm not here tomorrow.
On the planet. Yeah, if we're here tomorrow, something went wrong. Yeah, in this building. But, the rest of it. I'll be honest, though. I hate motivational quotes as a general rule.
We've noticed.
But yes, I've
don't hate.
I've
I don't
come
hate,
to see them.
Yes, I
don't
am.
Hate. I don't hate them all. But, like, people do the, let's do our Monday morning motivations. Oh, come on.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Are there any that you enjoy?
Yeah, that's a good question.
There are some that are about kind of like what I'm just saying. Like, there's that the one saying is don't put off today. Don't put off what you could do today. Blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember the whole thing. but there's one that I like, which
that's
is
a good poster.
Failing
blah,
to
blah,
prepare. If you're failing to prepare is preparing to fail. I like that one because that's true. It's self-evident and it's obvious. If you don't prepare, you probably are not going to get what you want.
What about the one that says something like, you can't control the circumstances in which you find yourself, but you can control how you react to them?
Fair.
What about preparation prevents poor performance?
There you go. I don't like,
I like that one.
The only thing I don't like about it is all the P's.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's like, what do you
the
think
alliteration.
You're doing here?
He should love that, Rachel. It's planning for tomorrow.
No, I agree. Right. I agree. See, I guess maybe what I don't like is I don't like the ones that are all about like, hey, let's make today great even if it's not. I kind of like the like good advice ones.
You want a realist poster.
Yes, I'm a realist. Thank you.
It's 2:45, brought to you by Fira Capital Management. You got problems in your life,
I love. And I'm not going to lie. When I was a kid, I had no idea what he was saying in this song. Until they got to Highway to Hell. Like, till they get to the chorus, I had no idea.
100% same. And we had no internet to look it up.
Yeah, but you did have the album covers.
Yep.
And then, you know,
so you had to dive in there.
Yeah. And that was, you know, I don't remember if that one had it, though, because they didn't all have it.
No, they didn't. I think it might have, but I had a cassette. So
yeah, yep.
It was teeny tiny type.
Yeah. Do you remember how you would fold them out?
Yes.
Did you guys ever see that, Rach?
Yeah.
You but maybe like, it didn't, Kevin.
It's like seven like pages folded in. Yeah, yeah.
Because if you didn't have that, then you just rewind one word at a time.
Oh. And with that, you can barely understand because the words all go together.
Yeah.
But yeah, we figured it out eventually.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. But it doesn't even matter, does it?
No, it really doesn't.
You're just on the highway to hell.
Yeah, I mean, you're going nowhere good. So.
There's a lot that I love about music and the way people react to music, but I'm going to ask you guys, Rach and Andrew, which are the bands that fall into this from when you were kids, but for my age, probably around yours, Sue, too, Sue. Like, AC/DC was so controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people like, AC/DC stands for Antichrist, Devil's Children.
That's okay, what people, never heard that.
Yes,
what?
Absolutely.
That's pretty good.
Absolutely. That's exactly. It was like, there are always these urban.
Devil's Children.
There's always these urban scare legends about, like, rock music and how they're all for Satan. And, you know, it didn't help that, you know, Brian Johnson would occasionally do an album cover wearing devil's horns, but I think they did that
Embrace
to make
it.
Fun of the whole thing.
Right.
For those that don't know, it's the electrical current AC/DC that they're, you know, alternating current, direct current. That's their game. But there was that scare. There was the scare about that with Kiss for a while, right? They're demons. They're demons. Look at him. He's a demon.
That star face paint makes you think demon.
I know. I mean, I know. Well, they did. Even he did spit fire sometimes, and he did do the blood thing.
Oh,
so yeah,
you know, forgot about
did
that.
A lot of that stuff. But then all they sang about, well, maybe this is demonic, because all they sang about was sex.
Yeah,
basically every Kiss song. So, did you guys have? Was there? What was the band in your youth? Was there one that had the scare? Like people were like, "Don't listen to that."
Man, I don't know. I can't. The only thing that's popping into my mind right now is after I was a kid. Everyone said the Disney stars were satanic. Like Hannah Montana was worshiping
what?
The devil.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there was like YouTube videos you could watch that connected like their performances to Satan.
So this happens everywhere.
I think the big panic when we were younger would be like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I was gonna say Manson. Yeah. Manson was that one that during that time too. Yeah.
I was just so unaware of that as a kid.
Oh, right. That's true. Yeah, yeah. But that was the age range because that was the big thing. Like, oh my God, he's the devil.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people thought like the Rolling Stones were evil.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like, how did you think that? Look at them. Like,
I know. There was a story out today because wasn't this, I guess on this day in history, they appeared for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, was it?
And they just look like dorky white
people.
Yes,
yes. But back then they were the rebels. They had long hair. Oh, the other one during my childhood was obviously Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a big one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember hearing about him biting the head off of the bat.
He did do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did do it. He did it because
he was
on a lot of drugs and he thought it was fake.
He did think it was fake.
Yep.
Oh,
he
really?
He thought it was rubber.
He thought it would be a gag because I'm going to play into this. And he did it. You're like, uh-oh.
Did he keep performing after that?
I think so, but he had to go get a bunch of rabies shots and things like that.
It wasn't great.
No, but he was on a lot of drugs back then, so.
Oh, Ozzy.
Like, so many drugs. That whole generation, I don't know how they're all alive.
I know.
I don't know how Keith Richards can stand.
No one does. It's a mystery of the ages.
I don't know how Mick Jagger can perform the way he can.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I could do a show like that for 3 hours or however long they're on stage and be prancing around like that.
I guess if you don't stop moving, you can keep moving.
I guess.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Must be.
He's probably got motivational posters all over his house, Kevin.
Yeah, they're called $100 bills. He's got them everywhere. That dude has made so much money. And think about that. Like, every time, like, if I stay in shape to do this, every one of those shows, there's going to be 40,000 people out there, all of them giving me $250.
You know what? I guess that would give me the strength to prance around on stage.
Yeah,
now that you mention it.
I got faith in you.
You know, bigger picture, too, like when you see... Oh, the Hollywood people or all the famous people, they're in such good shape. Yeah, if you were paying me to be in good shape,
watch me.
I'd be in good shape. It'd be awesome.
Nobody's gonna slow me down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.